And our plan had been, basically, I think, to rent a boat and to sail it along the Russian River and climb up a mountain and kind of shimmy down the other side and get in that way. It was a kind of ill-conceived plan. But when we were there, we met this lawyer called Rick, who had himself infiltrated the grove. And Rick said, no, 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 if you go in that way, you're going to get yourself killed. Not by the grovers, but by the, you know, the terrain. He said, what you do is you go to the local preppy clothes store, buy preppy clothes, and just walk up the drive, giving the security guard a kind of I rule the world wave. So that's what we did. We went to Eddie Bauer, and Alex went in, you know, looking like a sort of Texan redneck, went into the dressing room and came out looking like the Great Gatsby, sort of in cashmere. I'm exaggerating slightly, but not that much. And then Alex and Mike, his producer, started practicing being preppy by having kind of preppy conversations about microprocessors in the corridor of our hotel. And then we split up. I think, Alex, you'll ask him when he comes on, but I've got a feeling about midway through that afternoon, it dawned on Alex that it was possible that I was part of the conspiracy and I was luring him into the grove.
Really?
Well,
okay,
I don't know.
We'll ask him that. Okay. He'll shoot straight with us. Okay. I mean, do you two get along?
Yeah, well, I'm extremely fond of Alex. But anyway, Alex, we went in separately. I went in with Rick, the lawyer, up the drive. Alex and Mike went in via the undergrowth. But we all got in. And I met them, you know, in this weird camp. I mean, you know, it's a strange place with all this kind of devilish iconography all over the place, little red devil eyes, you know.
Well, don't you think it's strange, John, that here's a place that had some heavy hitters there, high-powered people, and four of you were able to kind of, like, infiltrate to get in? You would think they would have armed guards everywhere.
And apparently they did have armed guards in the days before we arrived. People from the village, Monterio, were telling us that that the FBI were all over the place in the days before we turned up. And, you know, we saw Dick Cheney's name on the guest list. We saw George Bush's name on the guest list, George Bush Senior. So, you know, I'm sure those guys were there. We heard that John Major was there as well, ex-British Prime Minister. So, yeah, it surprises me a lot that we managed to get in so easily. Maybe, you know, it's been years since anybody had tried to get in and they just weren't thinking about it.
How close did you get to the festivities?
Oh, we were right there in the middle of them. It was incredible, actually. We sort of made ourselves, you know, we sort of blended into the background, you know, wandering around this campsite, this incredible campsite with jacuzzis and, you know, grand pianos and, you know, bars. I mean, this was a posh camp, a posh and weirdly devilish camp. You know, it was all the little camps had names like Red Devils and things like that.
Yeah.
It was like a kind of Halloween movie.
Did it feel strange?
Well, at the time, that didn't feel strange because I kind of figured, okay, that's just the kind of milieu that they've decided to create for themselves. It's kind of immature. You know, we saw all these photographs of these guys dressed in drag, you know, with sort of garish lipstick. It seemed like a kind of grown-up fraternity at this point to me. You know, immature, slightly misogynistic, you know, because, you know, these kind of grotesque parodies of women. And it did cross my mind, you know, I would not want to spend my summer vacation doing this stuff. You know,
but bizarre nonetheless, considering
who these people
were. Right.
Especially
when
you remember, you know, the caliber of people who go to Bohemian Grove.
Right.
You know,
okay.
I mean, you're talking, you know, at least it's, you know, big, important, powerful business people from, you know, from major cities in America, and at most it's presidents.
What do you think their interest is, John, in these bizarre rituals that were being done there?
Well, we went to the ritual at about 9 o'clock in the evening. The bell rang, and all these old men, all of whom looked like Mr. Burns and The Simpsons, all drifted down to this lawn, and there's about 1,000 of them. And on one side of the lawn was us. I mean, you know, me and Alex were, you know, by far the youngest people there. And then on the other side of this pond, there was the giant stone owl. And then this kind of pageant begins. And it begins very much as, you know, they've got the San Francisco Orchestra there, Philharmonic, I think, you know, playing this stuff and, you know, in the moonlight.
The whole orchestra or just
a couple
of guys?
Well, there's a big orchestra there. Apparently the orchestra have to stay in crappy tents on the periphery. They don't get, to stay in the Kissinger tent. And then this kind of guy appears in the trees, in the giant redwoods, dressed in kind of leaf-covered lederhosen. You know, like some kind of elfin Germanic Tarzan.
And what is he doing?
Well, he starts singing this eulogy to nature, like, oh trees, oh leaves, oh boughs, whatever. All this is in my book, Them. And then you hear this kind of bomb, 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 and all these guys start appearing in the trees in these kind of red robes and hoods, kind of like posh Klansmen.
They're up in the trees?
No, but at this point, the elfin lederhosen guy seems to be in a sort of stage cut out of a giant redwood, but the other guys, the sort of 20 or 30 berobed gentlemen, came in on the ground through the trees and congregated in front of the owl. Alex filmed all of this in a hidden camera.
Yes, yeah, I've seen his video on that. So yeah. Pretty
and,
remarkable stuff.
And then they have this, you know, bizarre ceremony, which culminates, sure enough, in a human effigy, the voice of Dol Caer saying, "Ye shall not burn me," and spits on the high priest, and this kind of firework, this kind of gob of fire rains down from the trees and hits the high priest in his hat, which was both, you know, really impressive and also really, I thought, it was kind of stupid.
And is the place kind of quiet other than the events that are going on? I mean, all these people, the thousands that are there, are they, like, hushed?
Yeah, well, and this is the thing, you know, that amazed me most of all looking back at Bohemian Grove, and this is where I really agree with Alex, you know. After we got out of the Grove, Alex released his film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where he said it was occultic and it might be actual human sacrifice, and he kind of went around America telling people this. And then I released my book, Them, and I also put, you know, our film out on Channel 4 TV. And I went around Britain saying, oh, it's just immature, it's just stupid, it's you know. So, and, you know, so we had very different interpretations of it. But one day, I was in Belfast, actually, giving a talk, and I remember this very clearly. I was standing on stage, and I was thinking, what am I doing standing here as a kind of self-appointed defender of the Bush's proclivity towards mock human sacrifice, you know?